Hello and welcome everyone to the second episode of Flawed Democracy. I am your host Manan Garg and today I have with me Aditya Rathi. Aditya is an ardent Manur, quizzer and a world affair enthusiast. Aditya is also the co-founder of Disputationum and the vice head boy of Shishugunj International School. So today we are going to discuss about the legitimacy of political parties in a democratic country like India. As we know that political parties are a vital part of a democracy. They function to govern us. They are the ones who give us the right to choose between cool governors. Between various political parties in India, there has been a trend of propaganda, of campaigning. So today we'll analyze that how these parties were formed and where their political principles lack, the formation and where they are today. Today, we are going to discuss about two prominent parties in India. One is Indian National Congress, which is known as INC, and the second one is Bharatiya Janata Party, which is known as the BJP. So Aditya, can you tell us how these parties were formed?
So as for the Indian National Congress, it was founded in 1885 by AOUM, but I will focus on after the independence era, that is 1947 and afterwards. So the first Prime Minister of India, Mr. Jawaharlal Nehru, was from INC, and thereafter we can notice a lineage in INC that is being followed. Starting with Jawaharlal Nehru, continuing to Indira Gandhi, Rajiv Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, and now finally Rahul Gandhi. But the formation of INC was to liberate India and to convey the ideas of Indian nationalists to the British government, and not for a particular family to, you know, follow a lineage. But what we can see right now in the current political scenario, or as for the matter of fact, previous 50 years, is that a particular family and its close relatives have been dominating the party. Though India is a multi-party system, but Congress has dominated Indian politics right from 1947 to 2014.
Aditya, what I have been seeing in all these years that it has come a long way. It has lost its relevance. The political principles or the laws or the legitimacy on which we are talking, it has faded away from time. Can you tell us the reasons why it happened?
Manan, as far as I can analyze, right when the Congress party started, the founding principles were to get a liberated India and at least find that freedom for the Indian citizens. But after 1947, still Congress party has had this dire need to come to power and to dominate India. And for the matter of fact, the personal individual motives of the party leaders and the politicians have subsided the founding principles and legitimacy of Congress. And that is why perhaps we see Congress as a failure right now.
Even what I like about Congress party is like their economic policies. We have seen great economists like Dr. Manmohan Singh, who has revived the economy once it had fallen. So this is how Congress party may be sustained for 60 years. But what I saw when you talk about that the urge to come in power was the instance which I remember is the emergency of 1975. So this is where Congress failed, like from giving citizens freedom to taking their freedom. This is where Congress has come. And maybe this is the reason which paved the way for BJP to come in power. You see, the 60 years of struggle, the 60 years of lack of independence, this all paved the way for BJP to come in power. It was not BJP's promising manifestos, but what made BJP came into power, like the Janata Party in 1977, is the same, which is because the people were bored from Congress government. There was a lack of leadership. There was a rise to individual motives more than party formation or the working of a party, and this is why BJP came into power.
But Manan, what I feel is, to be really blunt, that BJP is no better. Like, BJP also in its initial years of formation upholded the legitimacy of the founding principles and actually worked for people and democracy to sustain. But now, as we see the Modi government and as it completed around 6 years of its rule, we can see what blunders and how is the political situation of the country right now. I mean, instead of providing citizens with strong ideals and a democratic government. It has provided citizens with an everlasting content of controversies and decisions which the BJP also regrets, and citizens obviously do.
Talking about BJP, BJP traces its roots to the Bharatiya Jan Sangh, BJS, which was established in 1951 as a political wing of the pro-Hindu group, which is the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS. It was the late Atal Bihari Vajpayee who joined three other political parties to form the Bharatiya Janata Party and took over the reins of government. BJP as a party has always advocated Hindutva, an ideology that sought to define Indian cultures in terms of Hindu values. And it was highly critical for the secular parties and practices of Indian National Congress that the BJP began to have electoral success in 1989. But when I remember of people like Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji, who were great political leaders, who respected the constitution, and they were very strong on what foundations he made BJP of. But isn't these values diminishing with time? When I see prime ministers like Narendra Modi, who are not able to uphold their own statements which they made in the parliament. So, binding to the political principle on which the constitution is formed or the party was formed, it is very necessary for us to know that these current time rulers of BJP have failed drastically. Aditya, what do you feel about BJP's governance? I want to basically cover BJP more because it's the ruling party. Its relevance to any other party in Indian political system is way more.
Manan, as for what I remember in 2014 is that when BJP won and claimed the house in Lok Sabha, everyone was happy because it was an end to the failed government of Congress, and everyone thought that somewhat good will happen or achhe din aayenge, but that didn't happen. Every government has its highs and lows. BJP did something good for the country, but the downsides of the current political party are more than what it has done for the country. I mean, let's just look at the failed policies like demonetization and GST. They have been a drastic failure. Though the idea was good, but its implementation made the entire idea null and void.
Talking about the economic policies which you mentioned, like demonetization, GST, I don't expect a party which was formed on such a thing like Hindutva to perform well in economic policies. Because the legitimacy which we are talking, or the formation which we are talking, it's the same. Like, Congress was created on various grounds, such as giving India freedom, providing India with a new economic stability, the liberalization policies, or the new economic policies. But when I talk about a party like BJP, which was just formed on Hindutva, or giving one religion more importance than any other in a secular country, I don't expect them well to perform an economy, and this is shown by their own governance.
But Manan, if a political party is sustaining in a country, I expect it to provide the citizens with everything that can be the best for the citizens, whether it be economic policies, whether it be social obligations, whether it be religious reforms, everything. Like, BJP has had remarkable religious reforms, like abolishing of triple talaq or entering of women in Sabarimala temple, but at the same time it has failed drastically in providing the same status to Muslim.
The fact that comes to my mind this time is that when we are criticizing BJP, in 2019 BJP came with a higher number of vote share in the parliament. So if the citizens did not like certain economic policies or the hate against a particular committee, why did they re-elected BJP in a much more higher number?
Manan, personally, I am of the opinion that no government is so sufficient that it can fulfill all its goals in a tenure of 5 years. But as for what, why it was elected, and that too with 300 plus seats in Lok Sabha in 2019, I guess the propaganda which BJP spread during 2019 Lok Sabha and the unfair means which it resorted to aided its 300 plus seats in Lok Sabha to a large extent. And also, people in India are highly dependent on the narrative and the propaganda set by these political parties. I mean, if you go to a village area or a slum area and you tell them that, you give them false promises that we will do this and that for you, they will elect you no matter what in just a matter of 500 to 10,000 rupees, and that is really low. You can guess the living standard and people's mentality in India by just that fact.
I agree with what all you said and what all you mentioned. And even what I think is the use of media. The use of the media team or the use of media on various social platforms and even on television like the Namo TV. So this all, what I mean to say is that tum jitna party ki, jitna logo ki aankhon mein aoge, utni tumhari party popular banegi. The amount of money you spend there, it will surely give you results. And how the media also supports the BJP government, I don't want to comment that they have bought the media or they have manipulated the media. But how the media also reflects BJP's movement is like what they have not done. Like if I play chess, for example, and I just move a pawn, that's what BJP government does. It just launches a particular scheme, that too without any implementation, and media shows it as a large success, as a masterstroke, or as a blockbuster movement, or as a courageous movement to say. Yes, Narendra Modi has taken some courageous decisions, but what the price is has to pay, it is paid by the janta, which we call. It is, the price is always paid by us, because they are just implementing policies, and those implementations goes haywire. And that is what BJP government lacks. Even what I feel about BJP's one thing which they often repeat to do, or the BJP supporters repeat to do, or the spokesperson like Samvit Patra tend to do, is that they blame the opposition. The gravity or the way you see how things work is like anything, like what we say, suppose in the times of coronavirus, that if we ask what has the government did, the spokesperson say what has Congress done. Arey, what will Congress do or what will any other opposition party do when you are in power? Sir, we have elected to you to that something you can do, not Congress to do. Agar hame Congress hi chahti ki Congress kaam kare, toh hum Congress ko elect karte na. That is how manipulation takes place. And this is why it resulted to a greater vote share in the Lok Sabha. So we have talked a lot about BJP and Congress now, how these both parties were formed and where these two parties are standing now. But another thing which I have seen in this new India or this new generation is like growth of new regional parties. Like we saw Shiv Sena and NCP form with Congress or government in Maharashtra. Aam Aadmi Party, which has been an excellent party according to me, and which has been coming into power since two times in the Delhi elections. So this is how regional parties are also also important for the functioning of a democracy. Aditya, what do you feel about Aam Aadmi Party particularly? Because Aam Aadmi Party is a party which has been reflected the most, which has been into controversies, and which has also worked for the development. It has been praised, and on the other hand, it has also moved somewhere from its political principles.
There is no doubt that AAP has been a remarkable party, and the actions which it took in the first leg of its governance are remarkable and really praiseworthy. But what I feel is that Aam Aadmi Party is no different than Congress or BJP or any other party in India to coexist for that fact. Every party in India, there has been a trend to start with a false manifesto and false promises and to do remarkable job in the first 5 or 10 years of its foundation. But as soon as it's gained popularity or it gains people's support, it starts to show its true colors. I mean, let's just take for an example. It was started by Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia, Dr. Kumar Vishwas, such revolutionary leaders, such influential figures, and the job which they did in the first 5 years, it's really remarkable. But right now, let's just see and take a look at Aam Aadmi Party. It has lost its legitimacy. I mean, the parties which it condemned in the starting, the Samajwadi Party or the Trinamool Congress, it has given up on these and it has ganged up against BJP and Congress with these parties. I mean, that's just hypocrisy, and that is how Indian politics is. It is just full of hypocrisy, fake promises, and false notions of a democracy.
When you talk about the formation of Aam Aadmi Party, Anna Hazare was not a part of Aam Aadmi Party because he was against going into politics. Aam Aadmi Party was before a bureau of people working for anti-corruption. But Arvind Kejriwal realized that till you not be a part of system, you cannot change it, which I feel is right. And the work which AAP has done for Delhi in terms of government schools, government hospitals, it has been remarkable. And that's why my favorite party is Aam Aadmi Party, or I majorly support it. Aam Aadmi Party has also now came to a path where we can say that Aam Aadmi Party lost its legitimacy. And this is the growth of major parties in India. So the major tagline which I want to associate with every party is that they gave freedom, but they took freedom from us. Like when we talk about Congress, or we talked about Congress, that how it gave freedom and then took away the freedom. BJP gave us freedom from the Congress rule, and now we are striving for freedom on the constitution or on many grounds. This is how political parties lose their legitimacy in India, because of the vote bank politics, because of the urge to come in power and again, that power makes them strive to go to unconventional ways or unethical ways. This is where they lost their legitimacy. This is where they come wrong. They don't think that people will still support you when you go on the right path or the ethical path. So this is how I would like to conclude this episode. Thank you, and stay tuned for more. Our monthly magazine is available on our website, which is www.flawdemocracy.org. You can also check our social media handle, which is The Flawed Democracy, at Instagram for more updates.